know there's a revolution coming, and it's coming fast. It's just right around the corner now.
I look around and look for really meaningful signs that we're about to really change. I don't see it right now.
And we're going to look now at what some of the most popular stories of the day on CNN.com are, and definitely the Anna Nicole Smith story, but there are other stories as well. Richard Louie is live in the Pipeline Control Room, and he joins us with a look. Richard, what do you have on these random attacks? It's such a sad trend.
Yeah, teen sport killings is what it is.
Let's be honest, and if you have kids in the room, please ask them to leave for a second, because I'm going to just be real honest with you. This is, for a lot of sick people, this is masturbation to hot women who are dead.
Nature's been going crazy. All kinds of unusual catastrophes, like a nature hike through the Book of Revelations.
Effectively what we call propaganda.
And I'm influencing your children.
Shocking homeless beating happened January 12th of last year in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, when a surveillance camera captured two teenagers beating a homeless man with a bat. Police say three teenagers went on a rampage, beating three homeless men.
Okay, I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm a typical guy. I think hot women are just great. I really do. It's like I think that God has put some sort of steel in their butts and magnets in my eyes, because no matter how hard I try, it's like, well, look there. With that being said, I at least try not to look at these things. And now we're doing as a society, we're not only showing hot women all the time, we're mixing it with death.
Anna did talk about death. She talked about death really from the time that I met her.
When you go out very often till 4 o'clock in the morning and you need people, you do something, things you don't even know the next day what you did.
Especially near the end of her life, where she seemed to be under the influence of drugs, And in this one, she just seemed pure angry.
Britney Spears came in and sat in my chair and said, I want to shave my hair off. And I said, well, I'm not shaving your hair off.
A moment's sleep, and the girl I loved was an inhuman enemy bent on my destruction. That moment's sleep was death to Becky's soul, just as it had been for Jack and Teddy and Dan Kaufman and all the rest. Their bodies were now hosts harboring an alien form of life, a cosmic form, which to survive must take over every human man. So I ran as little Jimmy Grimaldi had run the other day. My only hope was to get away from Santa Mira, to get to the highway, to warn the others of what was happening.
What was discovered in Dahmer's apartment was horrifying. Body parts in a barrel, a human head in a refrigerator. When he confessed, the gruesome details were almost impossible to comprehend.
What was it, Jeff, that took you over the edge?
A new scientific study shows that for the first time they're finding polar bears that have actually drowned.
Instead of curling.
Maybe I should have killed 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something, believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none to get left.
So far off in the environmental extreme, we'll be up to our neck in owls and out of work for every American. This guy's great.
We didn't do nothing. We're just serial killers. Sure.
here. We got a little problem with necrophilia. I admit it, but you came to us first, right?
Madonna has acknowledged that she uses homosexual activity on stage before her fans to desensitize them. She knows that if she shows homosexual activity over and over and over again, the convictions of her audiences will be eroded. Listen to what Madonna said to a homosexual magazine.
Can you go back and show the shot of the woman in the thigh highs with blood all over her? You tell me that is empowering for women. I'm sorry, I just don't accept it. You know what this does?
Wait, again,
this promotes violence in the sickest sense. You are taking beautiful, hot women in a society that loves violence, that in many times condones violence against women, and shows them like this. This is not good.
Well, I don't think. I think this was meant more in a campy way, such as a slasher film.
Oh my God, it was crazy. We locked the doors and we tried to close the curtains, but they would have charged in there if the door was unlocked.
So right now, Mike McConnell has now been sworn in as the Bush administration's new intelligence chief. He's a retired vice admiral. Now he heads all 16 of the nation's spy agencies.
What else?
So move on.
It's just not.
Is it a video? Put the video until they're stopped. You got the video working? Video. Is it working? Right now, we're going to see it. All right.
Help! Help! Help me! Help! Help! Help!
Was on that video and asked to call me. And she wasn't allowed by you to call me to come home. It's on the full tape, and they can get a copy of it, Howard. Right. I'll never forgive you for it.
Let me get this straight.
He's agreeing with me.
Well, no, you can't give. He's giving a narrative. Yeah. Now we ask a new question.
Murder and two counts of attempted murder.
Of the death of one Daniel Wayne Smith.
The truth needs to be told to the American public.
His father had always had a strong yearning for large breasts. Soon, he fell under Smith's spell. To the outside world, it seemed there could only be one possible reason why a young blonde stripper would want to date an extremely wealthy, frail old man.
I've been afraid a lot of times in my life. But I didn't know the real meaning of fear until I kissed Becky.
Yeah, incredibly brutal. Another story that we're looking at now, it's going to affect a lot of us in the end, but this regards Australia. They're saying bye-bye to those regular light bulbs. What's this about?
America's next top model. Horrible, horrible pictures of beautiful models. Dead. This is, you don't mix gruesome death with sex. You don't do it. It's not a good thing.
It's always about a hot woman getting murdered. Modeling is not just about posing and looking pretty and doing drugs. It promotes good health.
Coming up, Elton John wants to ban religion but celebrates his birthday in a church. The hypocrisy police in tonight's real story. Stick around.
Look! You fools! You're in danger! Can't you see? They're after you! They're after all of us! Our wives, our children, everyone!
You don't believe a word of this, do you? Sure, it's fantastic, but it happened. Don't just sit there measuring me for a straitjacket. Do something! Get on the phone! Call for help! Oh, what's the use?
can't make it without you.
Yes, we can.
Desire to me that this obsession that I had been thinking about and wanting just all the parts are there and they make it possible to make it happen.
You better believe he's going to cut some heads off when he gets out of here. He's going to cut all your heads off when he gets out of here. Because that's what you got coming.
My children are coming. My children are coming.
Environmental devastation, cultural degradation, psychosocial control through fear, economic worship and slavery, pharmaceutical dependence, toxicity, multinational corporate plunder, political and civil corruption, water poisoning, blood contaminations, genocide. What is going on? There is a hidden hand. I'm going to reflect some light on the picture. We have puzzle pieces and we're trying to put it together. What does it mean to really wake up? recognizing the manipulation of reality, or what we call the real world. It's recognizing and understanding that events are staged for our reaction. It's knowing that the only salvation comes from uplifting the spirits of those we encounter. We point out the cage, the signposts of the matrix. We have grown up in captivity, and most are beginning to see that. Civilization is an advanced state of development in human society marked by progress in the arts and sciences. The extensive use of writing in complex political and social institutions. Civilization is a type of culture in a society developed by a particular nation. The act or process of civilizing or reaching a civilized state. Culture or intellectual refinement. Good taste. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Thing can be found, that it is our creative play that has been usurped, be it politics, entertainment, religion, economics, it all takes away from your living dream. So what's going on? When you start to look at this picture, it's like putting on the glasses from They Live. Whole world will alter. Things will never be the same. Society is the totality of social relationships among human beings, a colony or community of organisms, usually of the same species. Culture is the totality of socially transmitted behavior, patterns, arts, beliefs, institutions, and all other products of human work and thought. Are we free? Evil spirits have proceeded from men, and the holy watchers are their beginning and primal origin. Then the angels took oaths and bound themselves to the undertaking by mutual excrecations. Once such a pact was sealed, betrayal was punishable by unnamed horrors. They taught the women sorcery, incantations, and divination, twisted versions of the secrets of heaven. And the women conceived evil giants. Evil is as evil does, sinful, wicked, inferior, offensive, a cosmic evil force that brings sorrow, distress, and calamity. They teach every species of iniquity, including the means for making swords, knives, shields, breastplates, and all the instruments of war. They taught charms and enchantments. They ate and they ate until there was nothing more. They turn to you now to settle the score. Welcome to the age of the dark hero. Nevermore. Shh. Be quiet. The cannibals have taken the floor. Vampiristic dreams as they make love a whore. Good versus evil, do you wish to settle the score? Then join the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. Global genocidalists making life on Earth hell. This one goes out to my homies out in the West. And to you too, Trump.
If life was a thing that money could buy, The rich would have it and the poor would die.
Chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of a town. I and I build the cabbage. I and I plant the corn. Didn't my people before me slave for this country? Chase those crazy.
Chase them crazy.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Steady little bit, step, stop, steep till you don't stop. To let a party get it. Start a little. Chase those crazy.
Chase those crazy
bumpets.
Chase
those crazy ballets out of the yard.
Chase those crazy ballets out of
You turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
Gabriel moves as if through a dream, because after days of wandering the city without eating or sleeping, with the trumpet named Azrael tucked safely in a pocket of his great coat, he no longer recognizes the distinction between the waking and dreaming states. He understands now something of what omnipresence must be like. Because he is moving through several stories at once, there is a Gabriel who mourns his betrayal by Alleluia Kohn, and a Gabriel hovering over the deathbed of a prophet, and a Gabriel watching in secret over the progress of a pilgrimage to the sea. waiting for the moment at which he will reveal himself. And to Gabriel, who feels more powerfully every day the will of the adversary, drawing him ever closer, leading him towards their final embrace. The subtle, deceiving adversary, who has taken the face of his friend, of Saladin, his truest friend, in order to lull him into lowering his guard. And there is Gabriel, who walks down the streets of London, trying to understand the will of God. Is he to be the agent of God's wrath, or of his love? Is he vengeance or forgiveness? Should the fatal trumpet remain in his pocket, or should he take it out and blow? I'm giving him no instruction. I, too, am interested in his choices, in the result of his wrestling match, character versus destiny. A freestyle bout, two falls, two submissions, or a knockout will decide. Wrestling through his many stories, he proceeds. I see civilization as a woman and a man running on a treadmill in a golden cage on top of a circus railroad car, being pulled forth by men in suits wearing blinders, being drawn forth by a gold hanging from a stick, leading them off the edge of a cliff. And their blinders, one black, one white, are the twin pillars of Atlantis, Jacken and Boas, the high Illuminati art, Hegelian dialectical control through forces divided, take the good and the bad, and make them united. Can you see? Who programs reality? Most don't think about it. Why are there 60 seconds in a minute? Why are there 60 minutes in an hour? Who crafted these signs of allegiance that we pledge to? Does anyone know who crafted that flag you worship every morning at school? Where does the word America come from? Who crafts our very language we use to express our reality? Gods in their temples, religions in their church, money's in the banks, and the chip is on its way. When you look, you see that the first control of civilization came from the gods, and you see that their temples rose high, blocking out the sun. That control moved over, and it went into the hands of the church, and we see as the steeple stands above the town. As it progressed, this magic became money, and money was the spell, and spell was cast from tall buildings, the tallest buildings that we could see. But not anymore. The banks have been surpassed by the telephone companies. AT&T tells you your world delivered. They mean it. We are conditioned to believe that this is our natural outcome, that this is the penultimate of human endeavor. But when we see the real ritual nature of our leaders, the events occurring for our reaction, we know this is a lie. Oklahoma City, children left to die, the ATF warned, told not to show. Or Waco, where they're burnt and their dreams won't go. To 911, set up in the ultimate. I knew the day, I knew it would come. But what does it matter when I tell all the world, when I state that these occultists are leading us astray? What does it matter as I look into the eyes of Brittany and Anna, and I want to cry? Because your world goes on, right? You got what you need. All you need do is follow the corporate greed. This will lead you to your salvation, and the world will be a better place with the Jetsons kitchen, a cat wrapped in lace. Oh, what a contrivance we live. It is so bizarre, it's hard to even conceive that it could be considered reality. But that's what we do. We see it over and over again, and we believe it to be true. So where is the escape? How do we get free when we can't even control our own mentality? We must look to our hearts. We must look to our friends. We must escape the paradigm that is surely coming to an end. So what will we make when we have this freedom? We have the ability to generate life.
All my friends are white, nearly white or brown skin. All my friends are Negroes, niggers, Negrophiles. All my friends are fascists, racists, murderers and thieves. All my friends are church folks, godly people, praying to sky God. All my friends are
towers fall, Babylon rise, instigated perpetration of population subjugation for domination of you. Make the difference, that's why you're here. Propagated relationships related by media interference. Don't believe the propagation of the relationship of the mind control mystery. 911 was an inside job set up by the Black Brotherhood running the job. Anna Nicole was a mind control slave. Mass media propagation of a mind control operation. To be free, you've got to think free. The state of liberty is in your mind. Towers fall, Babylon rising. Make a move towards life uprising. It's a distraction for your reaction to forget that you are free. If you love, you'll be free. If you love, you'll be free. There's no salvation from administrating your relationship is with the divine. You're free if you love. You're free if you love. Can't believe what you see with your own two eyes on the TV. The script is written, the stage is set, no mystery. Masonic Murder, Inc. So comes now, sisters and brothers, liberate your minds, love one another. Know that you're made of the spirit divine. BATF, Alpha Omega, CIA, NSA, FBI, CFR, this is not who you are. Love, you are divine. Freedom is a state of mind. Can I keep this up? Can I keep going? Another half an hour of me just showing you this world as I see it, as a mixed up mess, as we see the systems placed to compress. Schizophrenic madness. When you look to me and say, beautiful day, and I look back and my world looks gray, I can't understand why you could stand there and not see all the madness that envelops our reality. When I see such events as the capping of the Great Pyramid, as Anubis stands before and brings about the underworld, as Bill Clinton announces that as if our children are ready, the sun is rising, and we make the sun rise in the west. Or as England burns the River Styx and Paris ignites its phallus. Who's running this world? Can I just keep going? What is the truth, you ask? Words are important. Court equals game. It's the battling of the ball back and forth, the judge, the referee. He rules from the bench on the bank. Like Murder, She Wrote. So will you submit your application to fulfill your registration to this reality? You were birthed from a canal, and as you went down into maritime monarchy, monarch madness is the sadness in my eyes that you see. How long will we permit this cruelty? Currently, you're a commodity, bought and sold by Rothschild villainy.
Going nowhere. The Tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
This is how my perspective was crafted. The most unbelievable things are a reality to me. I have witnessed a large flying rectangle over Daytona Beach. I have met the Bride of Christ whom carries the Holy Grail. It is a bowl made out of a meteorite. She believes I could be Enoch and that the Greys are subterranean. I found the Fountain of Youth. It didn't work. I'm still young for my age. I've seen green fireballs moving slowly across the sky and was heading to a million-dollar home in a missile silo as a rocket burned in the atmosphere for a mile wide, moving from horizon to horizon. Once near a submarine base, I saw night turn to day. I didn't mention that my dad was on the submarine Killer One with Jimmy Carter. I've met a Bilderberger, and we talked about the planned end of the world, how to make a billion, and his place in the deep underground military base, also known as a dumb. He told me he's now working with Shemyaza and the Palladians. We live in a time when you can say, I saw the ambassador of Yahweh speaking before Congress about cloning humans. It is all a matter of belief. My belief in what I perceive has proven itself time and again. I predicted W's uprising because I had been presented with the meaning of 66 in Kabbalism and realized this transliterated to W. Strange is it then that 66 is the number of the fallen angels and they were led by Shemyaza. Now I never know if I'm right. One day they may take me like Mel Gibson in Conspiracy Theory and I won't know which conspiracy I had gotten right. I did tell a large party that there would be a terrorist attack on September 11th and not to panic. It's all for your reaction. I had a dozen people at my door that fateful day. I didn't have a television, so I didn't know anything had happened. I had always told them that I would head for Nebraska when the proverbial fan got hit, and when W headed straight that way, they were even more curious about what I know. I know the universe is alive and speaking directly to us. It shows love and compassion and has dreamed up a life for me that I could have never designed. This love has such a sense of humor. It was this love that put a bush, a dick, and a colon in front of us. And if you remember that they're phallus worshippers, and the joke gets even funnier. It is this love that sends me an angel when I need a caring hand. The magical, the mystical, and the miraculous are all that I need. This knowledge freed me from the Illuminati matrix and gives me hope. If you'd like to know more, this is from an article I wrote for a website known as Waking the Midnight Sun, Magic and Mysticism, High Weirdness and Conspiracy in the Everyday Life. It's entitled, I'm for the Dreamers. This has been a melancholy show, but I seek the true, the bountiful, the fertile and divine. I seek the kind, benevolent, loyal, and commendable right. I seek the humane marked by compassion, sympathy, or consideration for humans. Again, society is the totality of social relationships among human beings, a colony or community that we have yet to see. Culture is the totality of socially transmitted behavior, patterns of arts, beliefs, institutions. All other products of human work and thought, intellectual and artistic activities that we have brought. So here we stand with our culture and good taste, intellectual refinement trying to reach a civilized state. I believe it's in each and every one of us to be humane. For human beings we are, human beings will remain. We have the power to bring it about, to change the world's course by changing our thoughts. We are being led down a dark, hidden tunnel to believe we're a virus and that resistance is futile. The Freemasons, they stand with their rituals up high and they look down on us and they think we should die. When Al Gore tells you the polar bears are dying, he doesn't mention it requires you dying. So as we look and we see, that's what they have in plan for us, and we're gonna go through this, and live. Humans are wonderful, the magical, the mystical, the divine. So, what is that to say about the ones ruling us today? What's that to say about the inhuman? Can you believe that they are more than they seem? Can you understand that their motives are unseen? It's not oil or money or politics. It's life. That's what they thirst for, these souls snatching. So it says. So what we need do is turn away and look at the bright sunny day that has actually took and it's been taken from day to day under the chemtrail haze, and we sit idle as they just go about their ways, and here we are. Choking and coughing and dying and such, and we wonder why we can't have bliss, and we look around and we see it all and say, well, I'll just keep this corporate job till it falls, and then, well, hadn't really thought that far. Well, it's the divine that steps in and it says, hey, you, look, I'm alive and I'm here with you. And we can do this together and you'll see that we are paired like majesty. And we can go through life without a care or a whim. Just enjoying what comes from the fruits of our imagination. But we gotta turn away, we gotta stop the magicians, we gotta get away from the prestidigitation and try and look again at our world as we see it, just barely alive. But they say we could just kill all you off and it'll be fine. Because once again, they are dumb. They got dumbs all over. They're ready. We're not. And it's united that we find a way to get through all this. Because this is madness, folks. And I know that you don't see. I know a great many people don't see. And I go and I talk with my neighbor and I try and act sane. And try to talk the day away as if it's the same. And I try and look in their eyes without this sorrow. And I try and smile as they say good morrow, and I look around and I can still see all the dangers that are surrounding me, and I see evil on the TV, and it's not like it's simple or just a game. There's more to this. And there is someone to blame as we see these intelligence operatives and their creation of our world, their connection to the occult. And I bring this up to suggest their motives, because it's not what you think. They have ethereal ideas. When we look to things like the creation of civilization in the pyramids, and you see what these structures do, either electromagnetic frequency radio transmitters
with a slur
used for me and you. Of course, now they don't need such monstrosities to be, because they have the ability to generate magic through technology. Isaac Bonowitz had this to say in his book on real magic, that tells us the way to build an artificial antenna transmitter that could send pulses of ultra-low frequency to read minds and send out thoughts of its own. Electric power is everywhere, present and unlimited. Can drive the world's machinery without the need of coal, oil, or gas, or any other common fuels. Or so Nikola Tesla says. So what do we want out of life? What are we hoping to get? When the magicians are in charge and using us to fulfill the agenda. As we sit idly by fighting the villains that are placed before us, and they just carry on. The United States Space Force. They say that schizophrenics will talk in this way. Perhaps that's the truth. Have I gone insane? Is the world of apple pie and baseball and love? And I just can't see it because my mind is messed up. Mind control slaves don't know that they are. These memories are erased and there's not even a scar. I don't think so. I know I'm sane. But in an insane world, the rest is madness. Here I am. There has to be a reason. There has to be a purpose for all of this. There certainly wouldn't have experienced all of this for nothing. I don't think that I could possibly believe that. Our lives have reason and purpose, and there is a clue to the divine nature that is me and you. And it seems that these reptile monsters can't use their own love to create their cancers. So they ask us, and we comply. because we hadn't seen the reason why. We didn't know that we were to die. We thought we were moving forward, progress. In Mrs. Jetson's eye. The Disclosure Project tells us at any point and at any time one can freely and expensively extract enormous electromagnetic energy fields directly from the act of vacuum itself. So you wonder why. And we must understand their motives, and this is why, and this is where I come to reply that it's occultism that rules. And of course there's the supply of gold and diamonds and titanium and such, and you really should wonder why we dig so much and what we were going to do with all that. Because certainly we don't need blocks of gold stashed away in mountain facilities, and why do we do it? And where do you think we're going? And these are the blinders that I speak of, because, well, it's showing that death is very near, and if we don't change, we blow it. So how do we do it? We find faith. Faith in one another to express our true love and to really bring about a garden of love. And we can eat and enjoy and return to the festivities of what it is to be a human being and outside of captivity. And I know you sense home, and we all can feel it, but we've never seen it, so we don't know what to do about it. We look again and again, and we see our zoo masters, and we think we are them, and we don't realize that we're all hidden away in these little cubicles, and never once seeing one another, we have to speak through computers. But here I am, and I'm talking to you today, and that's the way it is, and it's from the NSA, so you know, they're listening, and what do I say? I say, hey there, fellas, you know I show the way because I really just want love, and I don't know what you think that you might get out of all of this, but it's not what you think, because the trap is here for you as well. So I don't understand why you cast their spell, why you would want to be a man of this federality. Try and coax me into your mentality, and I'm telling you, it's insane, and I can see it true. And if you don't believe me, you know, go to Freeman TV too and read all my stuff and understand what I see, because it's all there on Freeman TV. And I want you to know, and I want you to think. So this is what I have to say to you and your think tanks, that you're being led astray with thoughts like Al Gore's that come from the Club of Rome, and they tell you more. They tell you that they need you all dead, and that's the thing, you know, because, well, they mean you as well as me. But you think you're safe because you've got your ticket and you can go down and stay in the thicket of these dumbs and ride out the wave, but wait till the world you see you have paved the way to misery. We could do it today. We could turn away. It would only take a thought, and you could never pay another bill in your life as long as you live, because we are the true power that lives on this planet. They do all this because they need us. I tell you, it's true, it would already be done. They would have us in a cage held by a gun. If that were possible, it would already be here. They've been trying for millennia, and so the point is clear, is that we have the power, and we are the imagination that they need to survive. They need our imaginations. So when GE tells you imagination at work, that's what they're telling you, and they're eating your soul, and that's how we die, and that's why we can't free ourselves, because we don't see the lines of the sky. Could it be possible? I'll tell you why. Yes, it is. Because they don't think they die, and they chased immortality all of this way. And if you follow the roots of the vampire's way, you're going to lead yourself right back to this brotherhood and the mothers of darkness and their Belgian wood. It's all there. It's happening in front of you, but you can't see because you don't want to believe. And I've been told time and again, well, I don't want to know. But you must. You must if we are to sow a garden of green that can live and grow so that we may live and not watch our children die. Vanish by the millions. The FBI doesn't keep reports. They don't want you to know, so they don't database those. They have tunnels to keep you from your eyes. And here it is presented for us every day and every night, and I see cops, and I see the officer's delight as he nabs a poor child that just wanted to get high and throws him on the ground, says, I'm the guy, I'm God, I could tell you exactly why you need to not resist so that you can die. All it takes is a turning away. All it takes is a change of a thought. Change for your reason to be here. It's not too late. And it's the only hope, so it really doesn't matter because it is too late. And we're over the edge and it's going to be rough. And we've got one another, and I hope that's enough because that's what I've got. It's just you and me. And I love you all. Hope you can see that we can fly to be free. So join me, won't you? One more time, that's Freeman TV.
For the dying, I just don't know what's got into me. Been crossing that bridge with lessons I've learned. Playing the fire and not getting burned. I may not know what you're going through, but time is the space between me and you. There is a line through.
when nothing else matters. I just don't know what's got into me. It's just a prayer for the dying, for the dying.